AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation eased in May for a second straight month, a hopeful sign that consumer prices are evening out. Even with that news, however, this morning, the Federal Reserve is not expected to lower interest rates. When its June meeting wraps up later today, the Fed is expected to keep rates where they are right now. In Doha, Qatar, for ceasefire talks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues trying to work on that proposed U.S.-backed ceasefire deal with Israel.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable, some are not.
The current deal also has the backing of the UN Security Council. Eight migrants who crossed into the U.S. illegally last year are now detained and are suspected of having ties with ISIS. They were vetted when they first entered, but concerns arose as U.S. officials did further investigation. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will require farmers to test lactating dairy cows for influenza A before taking them to fairs or other exhibitions starting on the 19th. It's part of the government's attempt to contain the bird flu that's been spreading in dairy herds in other states, including Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. Wisconsin kids are doing well overall, but black and brown kids, not as much. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Data Book. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says it's been the same story over the data book's 35 years.
We've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
Wisconsin advocates want more public school funding and more black teachers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The city of Monona needs more funding and more staff, according to the city's latest report. The population of the entire Madison area is growing, and that means without adding more employees, the 72 Monona has are overwhelmed and burnt out. Neither the police or fire departments have added any new full-time staff since before the pandemic, so now city officials are considering referendum options. Milk is not easy to donate or distribute. This is the 10th year of the Adopt a Dairy Cow program at Second Harvest Food Bank. You can choose your cow to adopt. You even get an adoption certificate. Chris Tazelar from Second Harvest says families in southern Wisconsin need this help more than ever.
Last year, we distributed over 23 million pounds of food, and that was our highest year ever. We're already on pace to distribute about 30% more.
Adopt a Dairy Cow runs through the rest of June. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup, manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. Hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Showers and storms tonight, a low of 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 83. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. On Friday, sunshine with highs near 80. More rain by Saturday, highs of 78.
Right now, it's 70.
It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WMDX. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is lake, L-A-K-E, lake. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we're live in Richland Center with our friend Jane Matinere on the road. Also, Phil Nee from WRCO, WRCE, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
But when a Democrat is convicted, the president's son no less, that's justice. I mean, give me a break. Do Republicans still believe that President Biden is weaponizing the justice system? Because if he is, he's sure doing a lousy job.
Thank you. That was Representative Jim McGovern of the great state of Massachusetts. Here he goes.
And as usual, the only Trump derangement syndrome going on around here is on the other side of the aisle. I mean, people are saying that Biden orchestrated the conviction of his own son in order to justify the criminal charges against Trump. That is how you think when you are in a cult.
Thank you. Thank you. I love these dumb headlines. Attacking Hunter Biden could be risky for Trump, according to experts. I love that experts have to tell him to act like a decent human being.
Yep.
Yeah, no, this is exactly what I said last hour. If they think this is going to be a political win,
I don't think so.
They don't underestimate the amount of families that have been through this pain. Yeah, Trump, of course, on cue said, this trial's been nothing more than a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family, which has raked in tens of millions of dollars from China, Russia, and Ukraine. Just in case you're wondering if this is going to be 100% projection and gaslighting this campaign, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Brace yourselves.
Yep. The Republicans have had every opportunity to prove those allegations,
yep,
and they can't.
Exactly.
Oh, God. But that's what I'm saying. They don't pause a second to go, oh, this just blew up your whole two systems of justice. No, nope. Oh, he shouldn't have been convicted of that. Yeah, Ellie Mistal, our friend, said, is Joe Rogan going to say that Hunter Biden will be a hero to black people because he was convicted on a gun charge? Or does he only roll that out, that kind of racism out when he can say something stupid that's pro-MAGA? I heard you and Bob Seska played that with you guys the other day, Jody. They're just... I've never seen this kind of blatant outward racism.
It is.
I don't know which douchebag said it about, like, you know, oh, now black people love Trump because he's a felon, as if
I think it was Shapiro.
All blacks are criminals. Like
Charlie
it's just
Kirk. It was one of the two.
What's the difference? You know what? I know that we have liberal helpers on our side, like Bridget, who threaded Martha Ann Alito, quote unquote, satisfies herself by dreaming up bigoted flags to anger and threaten her neighbors. Could someone buy that woman a vibrator? See, just help her. I help her. Really? Is that how you have to satisfy yourself with hate? I mean, really?
Yeah.
I hope her neighbors turn the gay up to 11 this month.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Gay it up. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I love this one. Charlotte Cromer said, huh, so it turns out Samuel Alito does understand why the right to privacy is important. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Okay. Rachel Bitticoffer, whom we love.
Uh-huh.
By the way, she said, Bob asked her, what grade would you give Jamie Harrison? And she said, A+.
Yeah, he's doing
so
great.
So stop the bedwetting and the hand wringing.
He knows what
and
he's
also,
doing.
There's a very good chance he's going to do
Chicago sectional.
You can't say that.
Yes, I can. It can happen.
It's alleged. He's very busy. Yeah, especially at convention.
Lawrence O'Donnell is a very very soft yes for New York. Rob Reiner is a very soft yes for L.A. These are very busy, important people.
But he's throwing a week-long party.
Yeah.
Yes.
That he needs to prepare for.
Yes, that we will be helping with.
Uh-huh.
Right. Bradley Moss said, so essentially the argument of Fox News legal pundits is Trump is too old to serve jail time for a crime for which he was convicted, but not too old to serve as president. Got it. Yes, he is only old and decrepit as it relates to prison.
Right.
All right. More on the hypocrisy. We have another McGovern, I believe. Yeah.
So here's the bottom line. Republicans just can't wrap their heads around the idea that their presidential candidate, your presumptive nominee, is a convicted felon. That is not the result of a sham process or some vast conspiracy by the Biden administration. That is the result of the truth. And these attacks on our justice system have to come to a stop.
Yep.
They are dangerous. They are irresponsible. They are nothing but false conspiracy theories being pushed to try and excuse the actions of the former president. And they are made even more absurd by the outcome of the trial this morning in Delaware.
Amen. And I'm really sick of them saying that it was a conflicted judge who ruled over that.
Oh,
you know what?
No,
the judge did not give the sentence.
And he's
not at
a Trump
all.
Appointee. Was,
right, exactly.
And the David Weiss is a Trump appointee.
Yeah.
And but what happened to the screaming for weeks that it's in Delaware, so the jury's going to be rigged because they all love the Biden family?
Again, they think that Biden had his own son convicted.
Right. Yes.
For political reasons.
Oh, I'm sorry. I derailed my own thought about Rachel Bitticoffer.
Oh.
It was her tweet. She said, there you go. One sentence that answers the what does Project 2025 do? My version, Project 2025, strips the rest of the government of its power and gives it all to Trump.
Yep.
So if that's you're comfortable with that, then yeah. By all means. Okay, it's weasel, cowardly Republican weasels like this that I was talking about. Paul Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying. If you do anything other than vote for Joe Biden and say vote for Joe Biden, you are getting Donald Trump back in office. Yep. But is this their version of bravery, I guess?
I voted for him in 2016, hoping that there was going to be a different kind of person in office.
Oh, please.
And I do think character is a really important issue. If you put yourself above the Constitution, as he has done.
But what happened? I think that makes you unfit for office. Was it the whole January 6th thing?
That's a part of it. I think it's a contribution of factors, but I think it really is just character at the end of the day. And the fact that if you're willing to put yourself above the Constitution, an oath you swear when you take office in federal office, whether it's president or a member of Congress, you swear an oath to the Constitution. And if you're willing to suborn it to yourself, I think that makes you unfit for office.
Does it?
These cowards, it's like the equivalent of writing a strongly worded opinion piece about Hitler.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, going to vote for some. He's going to write in a candidate.
Yeah,
like he did
they
last
said, "Are you going to vote for Biden?" Oh no, I think he's terrible. His policies are terrible. It's like what they're warning that he is a clear and present danger to the United States and to the world.
Yep.
But you know, are you going to vote? No, right? They go right up to the line, and then you know, okay, all right. Jamie Raskin and AOC.
With the Hunter Biden verdict and the Donald Trump verdict, the rule of law is just working, and they're intervening, as you say, in a state case in order simply to placate Donald Trump.
Precisely. And what we're also seeing here is the stark contrast between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And in President Biden, we have both, yes, a loving father who is there to be supportive of his son, but also a president who respects rule of law and is willing to accept the outcomes of a case.
Yeah. Chris, who said, as I said last week, I'm the president. This could be the easiest guess, but whatever, he's still going to get it wrong. But I'm also a dad. Jill and I...
It's not going to help.
...love our son. And we are so proud of the man he is today. So many families have had loved ones battle addiction. Understand the feeling of pride seeing someone you love come out on the other side and be so strong and resilient in recovery. As I also said last week, I'll accept the outcome of this case and will continue to respect the judicial process as Hunter considers an appeal. Said that.
Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy?
Oh, Chris.
Oh, that was sweet, though.
I am so... Oh, my God. No, it was the president, Joe Biden. He and his wife, Jill.
It could have been Doggy Daddy talking about Augie Doggy.
Right.
Okay, AOC.
Whereas you have Donald Trump, who takes and weaponizes the seats of government, the seats of power, and embarks on a campaign of political intimidation in order to wrest and secure outcomes that personally benefit him. And that, at the core, is part of the stakes of our democracy that are before us today. Because once rule of law goes out the window, it is not something that is easy to get back. And it is very much a part of the decision that we have to make before us in the next few months.
Amen. As I was saying, you know, they had all this queued up no matter what happened, right? Charlie Kirk wrote on Twitter, Hunter Biden guilty, yawn. The true crimes of the Biden crime family remain untouched. This is a fake trial trying to make the justice system appear balanced. Don't fall for it.
One of the most vetted humans on the planet besides Hillary Clinton is Joe Biden. And
Stephen Miller said the DOJ is still Joe Biden's election protection racket. I mean, you cannot win with these people, which is why it's...
Election? Are we still on the election was stolen? Is that what
he is? Oh, yeah.
Yes. The election protection racket?
I don't. Something, Hunter, something, Joe Biden's crimes something, the real crimes, or they haven't gotten
to. It makes no
to
sense. That's why it's hard to...
Something. You know what I need directly in my veins? Little Jared Moskowitz, please. Thank you.
He's been found guilty, right? I mean, the idea that you now see my colleagues across the aisle trying to say, this is all part of the plan, I mean, just sounds ridiculous. But there is something that did, or I should say, did not happen, Joy, in this case. You didn't see members of Congress going to the courthouse, standing with Hunter, you know, in their men's warehouse suits, holding press conferences.
Very true.
One more, Jared Moskowitz.
No Democrat is called to defund the FBI or defund the DOJ. No Democrat is calling for civil war as a result. No, Democrats stand for the rule of law. Remember, law and order. And we've been saying that Trump's not above the law. Hunter Biden's not above the law. No one is above the law. And it is amazing to see the stark contrast between how Democrats handled today and how Republicans handled this whole thing over the last couple of weeks.
Thank you. And leave it to the comedians, the truth tellers. Jimmy
Delaware, Kimmel. The high-profile trial of Hunter Biden ended badly for Hunter. He was found guilty on all three counts. His father did a terrible job of rigging this. Hunter was convicted on three felony gun charges, which means he's now only 31 felonies away from being the Republican nominee for president.
All right. Because we are liberal helpers, Lynn on Twitter says, Jody, shut up song click should be used in the presidential debates whenever Trump goes over his time limit. Yes.
Shut up!
Oh! Why don't
you just shut up? Okay. Are
you that's going, my, you're that's going my Jody. Manhunt? Yeah. That's my Jody, shut up. Okay. Love it. Hang on. Hold, please. No. My mouse is being... squirrely.
Persnickety?
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, it's, wow, it has a mind of its own.
It does.
It's not going anywhere.
That you want it to go.
Wow. Okay. Oh, there we go. Hi, Pam in New Hampshire. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
That's going to be bad.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Sorry about the carpet. Okay. All right.
We'll try to fix that. Oh, yep.
Spinning ball of death. All right. Well, Pam in New Hampshire, I'm coming to you as soon as okay, let's try one more time.
Oh, goodness.
Hi. Pam. Nope. Okay.
Oh, there's hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Yay. Hi, Pam.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'd like to know how that laptop was able to be used when it went through everybody's hands, but yet turned over to the FBI. It's been doctored, disseminated. How do we know that was Hunter's voice on it?
Right.
And they worked with a Russian spy. Mm-hmm. How is that tape being able to be used? If he has grounds for appeal, that's the one right there.
Yeah. So much effery, so little time. All right, 18 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance, Carlos Sells, Rocky, all coming up on The Big Shoe. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, right in there.
Yep.
Yes, sir, Bobtail.
I see it.
Today's a hikey day. I've been inspired by Jody Hamilton's. I've been inspired anew by Jody Hamilton's 11 billion hours of exercise. I'm falling way behind. I need it with Burgess Meredith gone. I'm going to have to be my own coach. Just saying. A little longer hiking, a little, right? A little longer on the bike. Here we go. Oh, this weekend, 48 miles.
This coming weekend?
For my bike club. I'm telling you, I can't live without my Morning Kick strawberry lemonade flavor, and it superpowers me. Because I ain't no party, I ain't no disco, I ain't no Jody Hamilton.
Nope.
I need to dope. This is like doping now. It's just, listen, it's all legal. It's, I don't know, ashwagandha, prebiotics, probiotics. All, there's magical things in there that help support your gut health, nourish your body, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. It combines 10 supplements in one. This has been a game changer for me, and it tastes so good. If you want to just enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in Stephanie.
This is a disgusting display.
Boy, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, one in two adults have high blood pressure. Lots of my friends do. There's a 50-50 chance you are one of them. But you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that can actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their two-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL to save 15% and receive free shipping. Or text CONTROL to 511-511. They're so sure 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. You have nothing to lose but those high blood pressure numbers. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL or text CONTROL to 511-511. This is serious. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
At Fleet Farm, we know every new day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday workwear from Carhartt, Ariat, and Dickies. Everyday lawn and garden from Scotts, Husqvarna, and Miracle-Gro. Everyday tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Council.
Stephanie Miller. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you
feel like it's a beautiful day. My friend Alonzo Bowden tweeted, my dog falling asleep with his head on my lap is a day well lived.
Aw.
It's the only thing I live for, my little snuggly, wiggly, funny Clyde. I love this one, too. Kerr tweets, when I finish eating, I have to show my hands to the dog like I'm a blackjack dealer. You do. You have to show them there's no, it's like a magic trick. No nothing food. More. There's nothing more.
Yep.
It's done. See? Okay. Chris, who said it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled?
Sweet Polly Purebred.
No, Mark Twain. Oh. Isn't that apropos to today's Trump cult? They just don't want to admit they've been conned or grifted, right? They'd just rather be continue to be fooled. So I guess all we can do is continue to try to bring them lovingly to the light. Join us. Ooh, look how pretty, happy, shiny it is over here. Okay.
We have candy.
We have candy over here. And popsicles.
Uh-huh. Puppies?
We have trees that have popsicles.
Otter Pops.
It's a tree full of popsicles. Okay. I don't know. What? Dan tweets, Ginny Thomas being horrible. Martha Ann Alito, hold my white wine spritzer.
Well, yeah.
I don't think Ginny puts any spritz in her wine because, you know, drunk dial someone 30 years later. Anything's been diluted, let's just say. I still can't get over that. She called Anita Hill like 30 years later in the...
Yeah.
Like, that was a morning drunk dial. Just asking her if she would like to apologize to Clarence. Okay. Fantastic. Sunday Divine says Las Vegas is hotter right now than Tim Scott's imaginary girlfriend.
Didn't he drop her as soon as he dropped out of the race?
No, I think they're...
No,
they're,
I think they're... Oh, what is your... What are you implying, Chris? Louise?
I guess I was wrong.
One last tweet. To all the men feeling attacked by bear posts, have you tried smiling more and being less sensitive?
There you go.
Yeah. I have tried. And it worked.
Rose in Chicago. Hello, Rose.
So why wouldn't it work for you?
Mansplainer.
Hey, Doug.
Patrascending. Hello. Yeah. Hi, Rose.
Okay. Hey, Steph, first I'm going to say, because you keep talking about and quoting, I think, your friend Joe Madison saying, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
I'm signing up to send and write and send postcards to Dem voters in battleground states to remind them to vote in November because I figured I could get off my butt and do something.
Yeah, well, good
so
for you.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I wanted to say that Jill Stein has been showing up at the pro-Palestinian rallies like in D.C. recently.
Yeah.
I think the young Gen Zers realize that she helped Trump take away the rights of half the population. Yeah. And I think that the Biden campaign and the Democrats need to tie her more closely to Trump and overturning of Roe.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of them are going to vote for her.
We have to get over ourselves on the way to, you know, perhaps losing democracy in America. You can't, speaking of being oversensitive, Chris, you can't, it is not a slap at Bernie voters to say statistically it is provable that it was the Jill Stein votes in those three swing states that had Hillary lose the Electoral College. It was the 77,000 votes in those three swing states in which Manafort shared the polling data with Kalimnik, the Russian agent, that swayed enough Bernie voters to either vote for Jill Stein, which provably statistically is true. She got more votes than Hillary lost by. It's a slam on anybody. It's just saying that part of the Russian campaign worked. Mm-hmm. They got people to either vote for Jill Stein, stay home, or God forbid, even voted for Trump. Let's go to Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey there. I want to propose a contest. And maybe the prize could be one of your sexy liberal shirts. I don't think Trump will show up for the debate.
No,
he literally will get destroyed. He cannot keep a coherent thought in his head. He cannot speak without awaguba, crazy pauses. And I just think he's going to find some way to back out and then blame Democrats or blame Biden or do whatever, blame the media or whatever he does. But I'd like to hear from other people, and I want to, Todd, what's the best excuse he'll come up with for backing out?
That he was recently electrocuted by a shark, electric shark. Didn't a shark get electrocuted in some movie?
Jaws 2.
Yeah.
The line fell and right.
Well, there was the underwater electrical line
that he bit
it and he died. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. See, to our point, the shark will get electrocuted too.
Right.
Because you're in the shark's house.
Yeah. Thank you. 29 minutes after the hour. And we're in the bear's house. Chris LaVoy being the bear.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. Malcolm Mance next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former attorney for Donald Trump is removed from a state committee that advises Wisconsin judges. The state Supreme Court is suspending Jim Troupas temporarily from the Wisconsin court system's Judicial Conduct Advisory Committee. Troupas and two others are charged with felonies in the 2020 Republican fake elector scheme. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Susan Webb Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters in particular are dismayed about the cost of housing.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
And UW political scientist Barry Burden says young voters are less likely to be partisans. The two spoke at a WISP politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Managers of the building where 12 people were hurt in a shooting early Sunday morning may not be adhering to their security plans. WISC reports the plans submitted in 2014 to build the Lux on Johnson Street say they'll have on-site management and a rooftop management plan. Specifically, people would only be able to get to the rooftop during certain hours. But one resident told WISC there aren't any security measures there, and that's why people who don't even live there were able to get up to the roof and throw a party. City officials are now meeting with the management company. And Madison may no longer pick up furniture and large items left at the curb from high-rise complexes. Street Superintendent Charlie Romines told the State Journal that some buildings have things on the curb nearly constantly, and the city picking them up for free costs a lot of staff time. If officials adopt this change, it would go into effect November 1st. But don't worry, Hippie Christmas is safe. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Showers and storms tonight, a low of 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 83. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. On Friday, sunshine with highs near 80. More rain by Saturday, highs of 78.
Currently 72 degrees.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
All this week from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, hey, let's get naked.
It's the World Naked Bike Ride.
We'll talk to Peter Keating first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
obviously our eight American families who have loved ones in Gaza, we are determined to bring them home. The proposal that President Biden put forward is the best way to do that. And I think, as I said yesterday, you've had country after country make that clear in supporting the proposal.
Secretary of State Blinken went on to say,
President Biden is resolutely committed to Israel's security and to its defense. He is the first American president to come to Israel during a time of war. The first American president to commit American forces to help defend Israel when it was under attack from Iran in April. And we're committed to the defeat of Hamas to ensure that it can't govern Gaza again.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, yep. Once again. Okay. Oh, somebody that might know a little something about this. Here we go. Welcome to Hens.
Good morning, Steffi.
I was late finishing my homework there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. A caller just called in, and it just, I think it was all of your books rolled into one, and then it exploded. She said Jill Stein's going to help Trump get back in office because she's over at a Palestinian rally trying to up something. And I was like, oh, that's all of Malcolm Nance's books and his current Substacks rolled into one.
Oh, my God, and it's all coming true. And, you know, I don't know. I know that Chris had said during the break there that he saw my Substack, my preview for my memoir.
Yeah.
Which is coming out next year. And it's sort of like the world we're living in. It's a little too long. And
it's going on too long.
Way too many dangerous, horrible stories, which, you know, when you write your memoir, you forget all the bad things that really happened to you. And then you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And everybody wants it cut.
Well,
so,
by the way, can I just say how disgusting it is right now for any of us, which I think includes all of us, who's either had an addiction or known, loved someone who did, that they used Hunter Biden's book against him in this stupid BS trial.
Yeah.
So, you know, an addict, which is any addict, you know, as you know, it's very important part of your journey to be honest and, you know, to talk about in the hopes that you'll help others. Which is why he wrote the book, and then they use it against him for this BS. Go ahead.
That's horrible. And now they want to put him in prison so he can become an addict again.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he's already rehabbed himself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he married, raising a young son, clean. Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys know I'm a gun collector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one has ever been charged with this, with the exception of people who were caught doing violent crimes, and then it was added as an additional charge after murder and distribution of mass sale of drugs. But no, Hunter Biden, different standard for America, and I look forward to that National Rifle Association lawsuit so that it can go to Clarence Thomas and they can all uphold the Second Amendment for Hunter Biden.
Yep. Oh, and don't get me started that they made Kyle Rittenhouse their hero, you know? Killed people. Went across state lines and killed people. Hunter Biden has a gun for 11 days that,
you know,
gets tossed out.
And if he had never turned that gun in, if he had put it in a locked box, you would never have heard this. They wouldn't have found it. They wouldn't have charged him. And they're right. The justice system now is rigged against that one individual for laws that no one else is being charged
with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Gaza because it's so fun. I had Dino Badala yesterday, so that means in the same week I am both a genocide supporter and a Hamas terrorist. Yeah. So,
and a Zionist hoodlum.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that goes without saying.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, Malcolm, we were saying, like, this latest tragedy this weekend in Gaza just kind of sums up this whole conflict. We're all like, yay, four hostages, they got them. And then you're like, oh, you know, and I, again, there's disputes about how many Palestinians were killed. I don't know who I believe, you know, 274, the IDF says 100, a lot of people were killed getting these hostages out. I mean, Chris, I guess you asked the question. We're not experts. I get it that Hamas is there in civilian apartments. They're embedding them in civilians. But is there not a way to do this where less innocent people die? Because the whole world then turns again against Israel, which is...
Well, you know, first off, you know, it's hard trying to explain to civilians what a war is. What a war is. I get this every day on my Twitter feeds. Oh, you know, you support genocide, you support murder. I have fought in this kind of war. But no one has ever fought in an urban war that is the equivalent of fighting from Malibu all the way down to Long Beach. In every inch of it is a 10 and 25 story apartment, concrete apartment building. No one has ever fought in an urban environment like this since the Battle of Stalingrad in World War II. So, you know, let me tell you one thing about this. When you go into an area that is fully rife with terrorists, it's fully urban, and you have to fight your way through, and I've seen the video of that rescue, that was an insane, insane gun battle that was going on. Yeah. Insane. They had people guarding these people. There were terrorists everywhere. The IDF had to blow through and blast their way through. By the way, there was no deception using UN vehicles or anything like that. They came in an unmarked vehicle, and then two brigades of army came in to support this thing. It's called a war, and it's horrible, and it's regrettable, but who took those hostages when? Right? When were they taken? Right. How long were they kept? They were taken 8 months ago from Israel at a music festival. And then they were kept by, in this one instance, by civilians who were, one of them worked for Al Jazeera.
Right.
So it's a horrible thing. This war needs to end. But, you know, I call on everyone to recognize Hamas could end this war with one text message.
Al Jazeera says that he just wrote one article for them. This whole thing, like, we get this.
Yeah, but.
But I get it. They were
Noah Agamani said she was kept for 8 months in the house of a rich family.
Yeah.
All right? Where she essentially was like one of those Yazidi ISIS slaves where they kept you in there. What was the purpose of that abduction? What was the reason they wanted her? They were going to sell her as a bargaining chip. Yeah. And the other 120 hostages, you know, maybe as many as 80 of them are dead, were killed during the incident, and they just took their bodies to resell. I'm sorry, it's horrible. This hasn't happened since ISIS invaded Iraq, that you have this level of horrific warfare and hostage taking.
To your point, you probably saw this reporting about the Hamas leader, Sinwar. Called the thousands of civilians killed in Gaza since October 7th necessary sacrifices. This is a Hamas leader. He's been instrumental in tanking ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas. He told Hamas officials in messages, we have the Israelis right where we want them. In one message to Hamas leaders in Doha, he cited civilian losses in other places, saying these are necessary sacrifices. In 1989, he was found guilty of arranging the abduction and murder of two Israeli soldiers and four Palestinians. He accused of being Israeli collaborators. He served 22 years of multiple life sentences before Netanyahu traded him in 2011. Dear God. So Sinwar planned and greenlighted the October 7th attacks. Early messages to ceasefire negotiators show he seemed surprised by the brutality of Hamas's armed wing and other Palestinians and how easily they committed civilian atrocities. Things went out of control, he said in one of his messages, referring to groups, gangs taking civilian women and children as hostages. People got caught up in this, and that shouldn't have happened. What a hot...
Sinwar, let me tell you something right now. That's a lie. When I went to Israel and I went through the captured material that were taken off of the Hamas bodies of the terrorists who attacked, their orders were written. I have copies of their written orders to take hostages. I have copies of their written orders to kill every civilian that they found. None of that was out of control. What was out of control was the counterattack, was that they didn't think that the Israelis would do what they did, which was to wage a war. How they thought mass murdering the largest number of Jews since the Holocaust would get them victory is beyond me. All it's gotten them is ruin. He said that they didn't care. I believe the video said that he lives for the blood, that the fighters live for the blood of the innocent civilians, which is necessary for the waging of revolution.
Yeah.
This is like people supporting ISIS after they invaded Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cannot support a terrorist group.
I mean,
yes, war is regrettable and it's horrible and I want it to stop. But this war is being waged by people who don't care about the Palestinian children. They don't care about the civilians. They don't care about the bloodshed. They have a fantasy in their head that they are defeating Israel, which is laughable.
No, I mean, it's clear they consider it a PR victory when Palestinians are killed.
But
they can
PR.
Use that.
People's lives are being mass murdered and kidnapped and held for PR.
Yeah. So, Malcolm, this is just completely a pipe dream to think there is any solution for getting hostages and a ceasefire. I mean, I was saying, you know, when you have this far right wax in the government in Israel who want to wipe Palestinians off the face of the earth and Hamas that wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, how do you negotiate?
I spent a boatload of time in Israel. Okay, the Israeli people do not support any of the goals that Netanyahu supported.
Right.
All right. No one has ever said if anyone has ever said that they want to wipe out the Palestinian people, those people need to be held to account and brought to trial. The Israelis don't.
Yeah.
The Israelis haven't been saying this for 78 years. But there have been many Arab nations that went to war four times with the intent to wipe out that 15 million or the 10 million Jews that live in Israel, plus the 2 million Arabs, plus all the other foreigners who live there in peace. This is not something that is going to happen. The only solution is a negotiated solution. But I will tell you right off the bat, we are not going to hand Islamic State a nation, and they're not going to hand Hamas a nation. Whoever the moderate Palestinians are going to have to bubble to the surface, risk being assassinated by their own people, and sit down at the table. But Sinwar, that guy's a dead man walking. He is a mass murderer on the par of Osama bin Laden, and no one's negotiating with him.
Yeah. All right, well, that's a happy clappy note.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yay!
Y'all, I shouldn't have to relitigate, you know, an event that's equivalent to 9/11 and think that we should have to have shawarma with this dude.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things, people, but hopefully a future two-state solution will emerge with better people than the people that did October 7th.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember when I felt like we were really close with Bill Clinton,
We were. Good God, if you read the histories, holy cow, they were, all Yasser Arafat had to say was yes, and there would have been a nation there right now.
Yep. Yeah, but, you know, BJ, so no good. Okay. Did you hear? He got a... Okay.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love you. News for a minute.
I love you, Malcolm
Bye,
Nance.
Y'all.
Goodbye.
Bye.
should we wait? Now we wait until Malcolm's gone to do the dirty thing we heard on... It's still funny. Come on, it's funny.
It's very funny.
Well, yeah. So
he's embarrassed. Look at his face.
Someone posted on Twitter, slap my vagina like it insulted your mother's potato salad. And then someone responded, I don't care what you've seen on Pornhub. Please don't slap my vagina.
Jody and I endorsed this message.
Yes, we did. Look at you. You're so embarrassed.
Get off the Pornhub. God.
It's not even that good porn.
No.
This is what my best friend says, that her daughters, like, they're 20s, like, all these guys watch porn, and it, like, creates these weird expectations
that's been going on
like
for
real
decades, Stephanie. It's been going on for
a
long time.
Well, I haven't been out of the house in decades, so.
Pornhub is like the beaver hunt section of, Hustler.
It's not good.
No.
No. They're not actual actors.
Right.
Okay, let's just stop there.
Not good lighting, not good hair and makeup.
Donate to this Free
not
Speech
good.
TV.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. They didn't mean this much free speech. This portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, people. We don't judge. That's what makes us liberals.
That's right.
Some people are carnivorous beasts like Chris,
yep,
and still a good person, you know, in some ways.
No.
Jody Hamilton, are you pescatarian?
I'm pretty much a pescatarian.
Yeah, me too.
Everything
pretty
else
much.
Is vegan or vegetarian.
Right, me too. But, you know, then again, I get a filet mignon from Omaha Steaks, and I ain't gonna lie. Yum, yum, yum. Every now and again, or if I'm served, someone's serving chicken, right? So I'm just saying, I had a little barbecue birthday party.
What?
There was something for everybody.
Yeah.
We had everybody there. The carnivorous beasts, the vegetarians, the pescatarians. We had the seasoned fries. We had caramel apple tartlets. We had the burgers, the chicken, the steaks. Oh, my God. Your dad's gonna freak.
Do they still have the au gratin potatoes?
Yes.
Oh, those are
but
really
I think
good.
For the barbecue, they give you the seasoned fries.
Okay, got it.
Okay, Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it so easy to put a smile on the big guy's face. These hand-selected packages, all that stuff we just talked about, it starts at $89. $89, and Daddy's going to be like, whoa, you're the best. Time's running out. Don't wait till the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. The promo code is Stephanie at checkout. Shop for unforgettable gifts that are guaranteed to make Dad's day. Omaha Steaks knows Dad wants steak. omahasteaks.com. And type in the code Stephanie because they start just $89. So much quality, so much quantity. OmahaSteaks.com.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, 1 in 2 adults have high blood pressure. Lots of my friends do. There's a 50-50 chance you are one of them. But you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that can actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their 2-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL to save 15% and receive free shipping. Or text CONTROL to 511-511. They're so sure 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. You have nothing to lose but those high blood pressure numbers. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL or text CONTROL to 511-511. This is serious. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Big kid, too cool.
It's the last week of the Free Speech TV Fun Drive,
yep.
America. Listen, do you want sand or do you want real leadership?
I want real leadership.
Yeah.
Right. Then you need to go to freespeech.org and keep all of your thought leaders, your democracy warriors, your truth tellers here on Free Speech TV.
That's
we
right.
Can't do it without you, right? This is...
Randy Rhodes is like a ninja, a freedom ninja.
Wah! You get a hawa! Oh, yeah. I've been a... She brings nunchucks to a bar fight. You don't even start with her. Okay. That is Randy Rhodes coming to your house unless you go to freespeech.org right now. Put my name in, not hers. Okay. Oh, I'm kidding, Yahawa. All right. We're all friends. We're all democracy warriors. Yep. We need everybody here on your network. Go to freespeech.org. Thank you.
you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money's coming in.
Uh-oh.
When will I learn not to put Cozy Earth sheets and towels in that extra bedroom?
But he'll never leave.
Oh, so many unwanted guests. I'm kidding, of course.
Yep.
I do Cozy Earth because I love. Because I would feel selfish that I'm over there in my super soft, luxurious Cozy Earth, sheets and my jammies and my towels. And then, you know, I leave just whatever, sandpaper and burlap sack in the other room. Couldn't do it. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter that promo code Miller at checkout. You get an exclusive 30% off just because you know me.
Oh, wow.
Because you name dropped me. Just like I name drop Oprah because it made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Oprah, Oprah, Oprah. Mm-hmm. Don't put that in. Put Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. That promo code Miller. An exclusive 30% savings on the best, the most luxurious jammies, bedding, you name it. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey. Choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Yeah. Malcolm Nance retweeted Joyce Vance said she said Project 2025 will not be stopped, said the president of the Heritage Foundation. Yeah. He said the Democrats fighting Project 2025 are more than welcome to try. We will not give up and we will win. And Ruth Ben-Yat, the authoritarian scholar, said this is a crude attempt by Heritage to intimidate Americans by giving them the idea that their army of MAGA zombies will be occupying government no matter what. Yeah. You can try, Democrats, with your feeble and outdated voting, but the coup is going to succeed this time. That's the message. Yep. If you want a little bit something to say about that, vote, 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 vote.
Yes.
If you think maybe the election is not over yet, if you would like a word, then please. Kevin in D.C., hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
And once again, I must compliment Chris. Your nerd skills are extraordinary. Obscure Hanna-Barbera characters like Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy. Mm-hmm. Outstanding, outstanding.
Yeah, I thought it was appropriate.
It's not the important part of Guess the Quote. My part is.
But what I wanted to say also, and I got to give credit to you, Ms. Hamilton, with your regular NPR persona, the way you sing that song is such, is so disconcerting and sexy.
Isn't it
outstanding
so?
Again.
Oh, so but it's the not.
Not you, Kevin.
That is truly awesome. But the real reason I called is you've been talking about recycling hypocrisy all day. Here's another one. According to the CNN, the chief law enforcement intelligence analyst, John Miller, confirmed that Trump, during his Monday meeting with his PO or whatever, he has a gun. Now, he's a felon. He's had it's 12 days since May 30th.
But wait, are you trying to say that right wing is not consistent in some way?
What? You don't say.
No, he'd never imply that.
Okay, 58 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the Crudy birthday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That means less fat jokes, more short jokes. Dom and Crude and you tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.